إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we come to one of the most significant parts of the life of Musa alayhi salam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described, which is the time when he is given nubuwwat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in Surah Taha, the ayat which relate to Musa alayhi salam being given the nubuwwat, and the, quite literally one would say, the tarbiyat of Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching him what are the essential and important things for one to keep in mind. Definitely this applies to the work of Da'wat al-Islam, but it applies to life in general. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Izra'a naran faqala li ahlihim kuthu inni anastu nara la'alli atikum minha biqabasin aw ajidu ala an-nari huda. Falamma ataha nudiya ya Musa innani ana rabbuk fakhla'na alayk innaka bilwadil muqaddas tuwa wa ana akhtartuka fastami' lima yuha innani ana allahu la ilaha illa ana fa'budni wa aqimis salata lidhikri inna as-sa'ata atiyatun akadu ukhfiha litujza kullu nafsin bima tas'a فَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكَ عَنْهَا مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهَا وَاتَّبْعَ هَوَاهُ فَتَرْضَى وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. Now, and then further ayat. Now, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى. This is where it starts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and has there come to you the story of Musa alayhi salam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to Musa sallam and says, have you heard the story of Musa alayhi salam? When he saw a fire, he said to his family, wait, verily I have seen a fire, perhaps I can bring you some burning brand, some flame from there, or find some guidance at the fire. And when he came to the fire, he was called by name, Ya Musa, O Musa. Verily I am your Rabb, so take off your shoes, you are in the sacred valley of Tuwa. And I have chosen you, so listen to that which is inspired to you. Verily I am Allah, la ilaha illa ana, none has the right to be worshipped but I, so worship me and establish a salah for my remembrance. Now, if we look at these ayats, there are several things to see. First of all, it is Musa alayhi salam's incident itself. Musa alayhi salam is lost in the desert. He is traveling, he and his family, and they're going back to Egypt. And Musa alayhi salam sees this fire in the distance, so he says, let me go and see. Fire means some people must be there, so I will go and check and get some fire also, plus get some guidance. He goes there, he finds there are no people, it's just the fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls him and says, we have chosen you and wahi will be sent to you, so listen. But before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am your Rabb, faqlan alayk, take off your shoes, you are in the sacred valley of Tuwa. So the first lesson in tarbiyah that we learn from this is the lesson of adab. Is the lesson of respect for what you are receiving. Respect for the teacher, respect for the place, respect to be shown in terms of your own demeanor, your own appearance. So taking off the shoes is not because something was dirty with the shoes, but it's the culture of taking the shoes off when you enter a place which is pure. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks Musa alayhi salam, وَمَا تِلْكَ... No, before that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, once he does this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily I am your Rabb, I am Allah, la ilaha illa ana, there is no one worthy of worship except me. So therefore establish salah, aqim salata li dhikri, establish salah for my zikr. The purpose of salah is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why how ironical it is that we have ghaflat in salah. The whole idea of salah is to establish the zikr of Allah. Not only are we not supposed to have ghaflat even other than salah, we must remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but how much more, how sad it is that we have ghaflat in salah itself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Musa alayhi salam, introduced himself to Musa alayhi salam and told him, therefore what must you do? Establish salah. I am worthy of worship, therefore worship me, establish salah. And then, now the tarbiyat of Musa alayhi salam. First lesson, adab. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking him, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. He says, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. And what is in your right hand, O Musa? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in his right hand. Allah is not asking him for information. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing his attention to what he is holding. Musa alayhi salam says, قَالَ هِيَ أَسَايْ أَتَوَكَّأُ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَىٰ غَنَمِي وَلِيَا فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَىٰ. He says, this is my stick. I lean on this and with it I beat down branches and leaves for my sheep and I have other uses. So now Musa alayhi salam, his attention is drawn to the stick, which is a means of benefit and support for him. And Musa alayhi salam explains, this is the way in which the stick benefits me and I use it to support myself. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Qala alqiha ya Musa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, throw it down, ya Musa. فَأَلْقَاهَا فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he threw it down, he cast it down, and behold, it was a snake moving quickly. So suddenly now the stick, which was a source of benefit and a source of support, has become dangerous and has become potentially lethal. Something which was for benefit seems to be now something which is harmful. قَالَ خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ سَنُعِيدُهَا سِيرَتَهَا الْأُولَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, hold it again, grasp it, do not fear, we will return it to its former state. So now, this is the tarbiyat of Musa alayhi salam, and by inference, therefore, it is tarbiyat for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing Musa alayhi salam that what you rely on in terms of benefit and support, that thing itself has no power to benefit you or support you. And that thing which you look to and fear, because you consider that to be dangerous, you consider that to be harmful to you, potentially harmful to you, has no power to harm you. The power to benefit you or the power to harm you is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. The asbab, the means, are neutral. They cannot do anything. They can't harm you. They cannot benefit you. They are there and they will harm or benefit depending on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. So this is the lesson that we learn from this. One is the lesson of adab, and second is the lesson of, after adab is tawheed. La ilaha illa ana fa'budini wa aqimi salata li zikri. Tawheed and zikr of Allah. And the third lesson is the lesson of tawakkul. Now, important to remember here and very appropriate to some of the questions you get asked, which is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not tell Musa alayhi salam,
So now that you understand that this stick cannot do anything for you, throw it away. Yeah, did Allah say that? No. Take the stick. Just understand that this stick has no power. But by all means, take the stick, use it as you are using it. But now understand that the power of this that comes, the source of power is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. So many times people say this, they ask this question. If you tell them, don't rely on asbab. So they said, should we leave everything? Where is Allah telling Musa alayhi salam to leave everything? He's not telling him. So this is an important thing to understand here. Allah is not telling Musa alayhi salam, leave the asbab. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining to him the nature of the asbab. This is what this thing is supposed to do. This is what this thing can do. This is what this thing cannot do. This cannot help you, it cannot harm you. The one who is the source of all power is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And he has no partners. So therefore, keep your focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aqimis salata li dhikri. Keep your focus on Allah. Have tawakkul on Allah. Trust Allah, have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Do not have any faith and trust on asbab, but use the asbab because this is part of your environment. This is part of your environment. So when you go, you need to beat down the leaves of trees. Allah is not saying stand there and make dua. Oh Allah, send down the leaves. No. Use your stick. You need to stand somewhere and you need to lean. Allah is not saying he will send, an angel to hold you up. No. Use the stick. But don't believe that this thing can help you or harm you. Now, in the case of a stick, it is easy to understand. But we all have our sticks, right? The stick is called business, the stick is called family, the stick is called whatever, employment, job. We all have our sticks. The key thing is to understand what is the value of the stick. And then how do we show what is the value of the stick? Is that when the time comes where you need to reject that and leave that in order to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you leave it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَلْقِيهَا, throw it down. Musa alayhi salam did not say, no, but this is my stick. Whatever you need to tell me, tell me. I can't let go of my stick. No. Throw it down. So when you are given the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and if this order requires you or me to let go of the rope, to let go of the stick, then we let go of the stick. Because we know this thing can't do anything. So if I leave my business and I go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I leave my business, if I do some work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my income will not come down, my income will not go up. Shaitan will show you that your income will come down. He will say, 3 din dukaan band kare to 3 din ka nuksan hoga. Dikhta. You shut your shop for 3 days, you will see, end of the month account, 3 days sale is missing. Now what? The key thing to understand is that this 3 days sale looks like it is missing because you are doing a mathematical calculation. You are saying my daily sale is 100 rupees. 3 days sale missing means less 300 rupees. But you do not know what actually was supposed to be your monthly sale for that month. You don't know that because that's in the future. So first thing to understand is that month's sale was less 300 in any case. Even if you had kept your shop, you would still have had sale less 300. Plus, Shaitan is not helping you and not allowing you to actually count your sale in the real way, which is the entire sale. So you had 300 rupees, which you so-called lost. But on the other hand, what you got in terms of the ajr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for spending that time and that money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this also must go into your sales book. But since we do not have a column for that, we don't account for it. That also is no, and this is very, it's not difficult to understand, because you, this might say, well, you know, this is like esoteric. It's not esoteric. Sell a business, then you will also, when you are selling a business, you will also factor in for goodwill. Goodwill, what is the brand value of Coca-Cola? Toilet cleaner, what's the brand value for this? The most valuable brand in the world, so they say, is that of Coca-Cola. What's the value? Completely, the value has no intrinsic, worth. It's only in the mind. The value of Coca-Cola is purely goodwill, purely visibility, purely whatever, customer footprint. So how come we are willing to look at intangibles when it comes to business, but do not want to look at, I don't think we should even call Ajar from Allah intangible, but I'm saying intangible in the regular sense that, I can't see it and touch it and pinch it and poke it. So how come you look at intangibles like goodwill, but you can't look at intangibles like Ajar from Allah? How is that any different? Yeah, it is very different, because goodwill doesn't go with you into your qabar, but Ajar from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes with you in the qabar. But I'm saying, even if you just look at purely intangible to intangible, where is the, I can't count it. You can't count goodwill either. This is the conditioning of the mind that we have got ourselves into, where we don't think beyond this box. And that's what we need to think. And this is what the ayat of Surah Taha, which I recited, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to the realities of life, which are not always visible that clearly for us. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His kalam. We ask Allah to open our hearts to it and to enable us to practice it in our lives. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.